Whoa, whoa, you actually clicked on this? Oh, well, thank you. In that case, this is Pastor Bedtime with Nick and Josiah. I am Josiah. This is the best podcast you could possibly listen to that you never, ever needed in the first place. But in this episode, we try to open your third eye because we start talking about consciousness and it just kind of keeps going on and on. And we create this whole new theory that completely melts our brains, and I think it's kind of entertaining. But of course, eventually we start talking about politics and conspiracy theories and even fast food. So if that sounds entertaining to you, then please stick around. Dude, you know the realization that I had when I realized, like, we should probably just stop doing this?
What was the realization?
Okay. I honestly don't know which episode this is for us. I don't know how many episodes we've done.
Because, like, for like whatever we're doing now, it would be, like, 3, right?
I think so, but I don't know. Because there's the first one we did that was a disaster.
Yeah.
There's a second one that we did that was, like, good but not great.
Yeah.
There's a third one we did that was actually pretty okay, and I think we aired that one.
I think so, yeah.
And then we had the pretty okay one that we did last week.
And then we had whatever happened.
So are we on episode 5 right now?
I remember our first episode, we said it was episode 3, so...
Okay.
I think so.
Shit, okay. So this is episode whatever right now. I don't care enough.
Just the title right there is episode whatever.
That's not a bad idea. Well, like, for the previous episode that we did, I ended up calling it the Light Conspiracy episode.
Yeah.
Because you said that at one point, you're like, we could just call this the Light Conspiracy episode. So it's literally just called the Light Conspiracy episode.
I feel like if we just give them names, I don't even know if we need to order them anymore.
Exactly. We can just, like, have a bullshit name for each episode.
And yeah.
Maybe people will like it. I don't know. So, I was on YouTube just recently, and I don't even know. It was some random video that was recommended to me.
Yeah.
And it was some commentary video, and this guy is talking, and I'm like, shit, this guy sounds just like Jacksepticeye. He's doing the whole Jacksepticeye voice and stuff like
that.
I'm like, fuck this guy. He's trying to be like Jacksepticeye. And then I thought about it, and I realized, but he's just Irish. What the fuck am I playing?
It's the Jacksepticeye voice.
Like, I felt like a dumbass because I'm like, this,
you're
this
like, guy's, oh, literally, he's Irish.
Because, you know, he's all like, you know, Irish. He's Irish. And I'm thinking of this guy, like, fuck this guy for being like Jacksepticeye. What is this guy?
I feel like all the Irish YouTubers or like streamers just know each other too.
Oh yeah, it's all just like a hive mind, like avatar kind of thing.
Well, that too, I feel like that's why they know each other.
Yeah, they all have like a connection with one another, and they're all just like, they pull out their tails and they start, you know, having tails.
They plug them into their computer.
And that's how all the Irish people connect with each other.
It's just Avatar, but they're not blue.
I feel like if I were to go to like Ireland or something like that, and you know, I start hearing people talking to me, I'm like, y'all try to be like Jacksepticeye. Fuck you guys.
They're like, oh, I see you're American.
Nah, it's Jacksepticeye is like probably the coolest Irish person out there currently, because like all Irish people seem to be like just like angry people. It's and he's just like the one nice person that's out there, like, because am I weird to say that Irish people are just,
I mean, there's definitely a stereotype that, like, from an American perspective, I'll see them and I'll be like, yeah, they, you know, they fight and they drink, and then I'm just like, but like, what do people think about us that they get wrong? And I'm just like,
what do they think of us?
That's a scary thought.
They think we're insane.
I don't know what people think about us, like what our stereotype, I mean, I know what our stereotype is, but I almost feel like I only know the stereotype we made up about ourselves.
Well,
like, oh, they're all cowboys and shit.
Well, I feel like for the most part, like, people actually honestly think, like, why do you guys care this much about politics?
Yeah.
Kind of like how we look at...
Well, I heard, like, the state of England and, you know, I don't even know if it's the UK anymore. I once again, American. I'm very uncultured in that area, but I heard like their politics are just as like, as ours. Well, I could be wrong.
If you think about what I'm trying to like, how other countries perceive us, I try to think of it like how what we claim is the UK.
Yeah.
How we see people obsessing over the royal family and stuff like
yeah.
that. And you're like, just kind of like, I don't, why should we care about these
motherfuckers? Exactly. And it's like, I feel like the majority of them almost don't give a shit, but yeah. it's just what we see.
Well, even Prince Philip and his wife, I forget her name, they had the whole, like, they moved to America. And they're like, hey, we don't have anything to do with the royal family
anymore. Yeah.
Because, like, apparently the royal family didn't like his wife, which, you know.
Yeah. What was that, Prince Harry?
No.
Was it Harry and Meghan?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm just
fucking Prince insane. Philip, like, the one that didn't like them?
Maybe. See, we're just uncultured Americans.
Exactly. We know who Trump and Biden are.
And we love them both dearly, obviously.
We worship both of them daily.
Well, Charles is the old one. He's the one that's, like, 300 years old.
He's the corpse.
Exactly. Charles, no. Look at this guy. This guy is gonna die very soon.
No, he's not the old one. Like,
the oldest one is Elizabeth.
Well, no, that's the queen.
That's the queen.
But, like...
But he looks...
That's her son, I think.
Yeah. He's the one who's been waiting for the throne for, like, hundreds of years. And she is just... Elizabeth is just like, nah, I'm gonna stay alive for...
Her husband, why do I forget his name all of a sudden? He said the really offensive thing about, like, Cantonese at, like, a World Wildlife thing. I could really? Be totally wrong.
Is he the one that had the stuff?
Yeah, he's the Duke. No, I don't know what he is.
I don't know. I know they made a movie about one of them, and I'm pretty sure it's the one that you're thinking of. But these, apparently, the royal family just did not like Meghan Markle.
Because she wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, the royal family has no history whatsoever of disliking somebody that one of their sons marries.
Yeah.
At all.
That's never happened. Well, at least they didn't kill her.
Maybe that's why they moved to America.
Yeah, we never know.
But they allegedly, there is, like, a lot of instances where they had, like, meetings about, like, the actual skin color of the baby. And the, like,
yeah.
You know, we're not going to give the baby the title of prince or anything like that.
Because it doesn't have, like, our old decaying inbred skin. Like, exactly. Can I even say that? They put, like, a censor beep over the entirety of that.
Well, it's racist against white people, so it's okay.
I don't know if, like, that would offend someone.
Probably.
I mean, anything does.
Anything we say is probably offensive.
Like, you know, we've got our fair share of, I don't know, dumb politicians, even though they're not politicians. Once again, we're just ignorant Americans rambling at this point.
I want somebody in America to, like, be the president who is genuinely not a politician. I know we had Trump and stuff like that, but he became a politician
really quick,
and
which doesn't really have standards.
Exactly. And even though he's technically not a politician, I still consider him a politician.
Oh, absolutely.
He really hammered it in on how whatever, but like I genuinely want somebody who is not a politician to be the president. And I'm not saying we need Kanye as much as I desperately want
to. We want Kanye.
But I want, like, back in the day, I honestly thought that, like, Mr. Rogers would have been, like, a cool president to have.
Yeah. I just want Teddy Roosevelt again.
Let's just resurrect him from the dead.
We'll just say, like, hey, like, you don't have a choice, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know a guy who can do that for us.
We
can do
We got to convince him to be the president.
Exactly. We're just like, hey, dude.
So, yeah, we know, like, you've been the president, like, twice now, and, like, one of the times someone tried to shoot you, but, like, you didn't really care, so then you were still a president.
Yeah.
So, like, can you do us a favor and be the president a third time?
Please.
And he'd be like, all right, so, like, what's the state of the national parks right now? And we'll say, like, oh, they're all, like, burnt down.
Uh-huh.
And
we're having
oil
running.
He would just kill himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He'd just, you know.
Then we'll resurrect him again.
Yeah, he doesn't have a say in the matter. That's the point we're stressing.
Of course, America, everybody. Yeah. That's the American way. That's the way the forefathers did it.
No one has a say in shit.
Exactly. They're taking my guns.
They're, they're taking my jobs.
American. Like, if we ever got to the point where we can, like, resurrect people, is that, like, a viable thing that we should actually consider doing at points?
I mean, like, I think it depends on, like, are they going to be in the state that they are in the ground currently?
Sure, yeah.
That would be terrifying.
Oh, it'd be amazing, though.
Bring John Lennon back and see if everyone likes him again.
Probably not. I feel like John Lennon would be canceled pretty quickly.
Not the fact that he's, like, basically a skeleton, but he's just going to, like... Can I even say this on here? Like, this is just
the whole... If it's bad enough, then we'll just cut it.
He's just gonna, like, get up and just, like, smack Yoko Ono again and then just climb back into the hole and die again.
I'll cut that one out. Or maybe not.
We'll figure it out.
I...
The Testing the Waters podcast.
See how far we can push the bar?
Pretty much.
I feel like... I definitely feel like in, like, the next, I don't think in our lifetime, but I think maybe our grandkids will see the point where we can, like, actually resurrect consciousness.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think that'll get to a point. Maybe not, like, probably not, like, Julius Caesar or, like, Teddy Roosevelt desperately trying to do. But I feel like if they wanted their parents.
Yeah.
Or our kids or whatever to exist after death, I feel like that consciousness can be downloaded into a certain, again, we're looking at shit like, what is it, Neuralink that Elon Musk is doing, where you're literally putting a fucking potato chip in your brain.
I'm scared that he's just gonna have, like, an off switch.
He probably is. I wouldn't be surprised on that. It'd be like a kill all button or something.
He's just
something.
Like, all right, like, these are the people that, like, don't want me to go to Mars. Look at all these people that died. We need to go to Mars now.
If, because, like, obviously Neuralink is happening and it will be a mainstay for us in the future. Like, I'm assuming by the time we're, like, 50 and 60, if we even live to be that
long. Yeah, it's weird to think that, like, a lot of these things sound crazy, but then, I don't know, you think about the stuff that wasn't possible even, like, 20 years ago.
Shit. Explain to our parents in the 80s or 90s or whatever what the internet is. They couldn't even comprehend that. They couldn't comprehend. Yeah,
they would be able to comprehend the very basic idea of it, but the complexity that it's developed, it would be absurd to them. You'd just start basically...
Right.
Speaking completely foreign.
Well, you almost have to explain to them what computers are too, because, like, computers were such a different concept back then.
Yeah, they were a very more, I would say, analog technical thing than just an everyday item.
Like,
they were a tool more than a luxury item.
Yeah. Like, you could say, okay, we have this device. We say it's a phone, but it's much more than a phone.
Yeah.
And it literally connects you to everything. You can do everything with that phone. You can have a job. You can have, you can speak to somebody that's across the world.
If you're lucky enough, you can revolve your whole life around it.
Absolutely.
I mean,
how would you even explain that to somebody back then? It's insane. So, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, when we're, like, in our 50s and 60s, what is our life going to look like? And I feel like, I don't want to say the singularity is going to happen, but... I feel like there is going to be some form of unification between technology and ourselves, because
I think I, for the most part, would like to see that. But once again, it's something that, like, I don't know how it could be abused or how it could be. I don't know. We'll just have to honestly see.
Yeah, and it's terrifying, and I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a neat concept, and I think that there is a possibility it could be plausible. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Would you put the Neuralink chip in your brain if you had the chance? If it was, like, under $3,000?
I don't know, honestly. Just because, like, I think there would be the very easy possibility to just have an off switch.
Agreed. I feel like I would do it.
I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, gonna die anyway. Exactly. You might as well figure out
some form of.
You might as well see. What, yeah. Worst case scenario, you just die anyways.
Oh shit! That really fucks with the whole. So, oh, I'm about ready to get deep here. Yeah. Okay. Please take your tabs of acid right now, everybody.
So just chew them up and swallow them really quick.
What if, okay, so let's say in this hypothetical universe that heaven exists, okay?
Yeah.
Whether it exists now or not, that's beyond the point.
Okay? Yeah.
Say it exists right now.
Okay? Yeah.
And when we die, our consciousness or spirit goes to heaven and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that, okay. Our soul and everything that we are goes to heaven, okay?
Yeah.
But also, there is, say, Neuralink or the Microsoft penis chip that you put in your brain, whatever.
Microsoft.
And say you can download your consciousness to that chip.
Yeah.
And theoretically live forever. So you have two consciousnesses.
Yeah.
If that's even a word. There's one that's in heaven in the afterlife, and there's one on this microchip,
yeah,
that your kids are making you live forever and stuff like that. That is I don't know if I've unlocked some like weird concept, but like,
yeah,
would that literally be two consciousness split into two?
That's a good question, because like, when like, I don't think anybody ever really considers like the whole theism and religion stuff on top of this. What if all of that is real? And when you do that, you still... that would just raise so many fucking questions.
I'm dying right now.
Because, like, yeah, hypothetically, that is real. Would there be two? I mean, what have you done? Like,
shit, we're going to have to get Elon Musk on the phone right now.
He'd just be like, oh, that's just a variable I'll have to figure out.
Just give me a couple days, and I'll figure this shit out.
I'll figure it out when I get to Mars. God
damn. I thought way too hard on that.
I'm
so sorry to anybody that's listening, because that was
it hurts my brain to think about. That is like, because it's all hypothetical, yeah, and even then it's just like, I don't know what to like think about it.
Do you? Okay. Religion aside, do you think there is an afterlife?
I personally do, just based off of my personal beliefs, I guess, but.
I think there is an afterlife, but it's not something we can
accurately guess.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I think. It's something that's beyond our basic understanding of. Because like even in the Bible, it's like, oh yeah, there's castles and there's streets of gold and stuff like that. I'm like, that doesn't make sense for something that is so complex as
heaven. That just sounds like something we could theoretically do here anyways. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's John 3 or something like that. It's one of those Johns, and he basically had an angel show him, hey, basically this is what heaven looks like.
Yeah.
What I'm assuming on today's standards, what happened is that he, if this all actually happened, I think that he was shown heaven.
Yeah.
And he could not comprehend.
So he had to basically explain it. In a very watered down human way.
He's like, this is the best way that I can describe what I saw.
Yeah.
And again, even people who take DMT or a shit ton of shrooms.
Yeah.
They're like, I can't even describe what I just saw.
Yeah.
But I saw space elves, or I saw geometric shapes, but
I don't know what shape they were.
Exactly. I feel like it's something like that, where it's just like they are trying to describe it the best way they possibly can.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what heaven is, if it's an actual thing. I feel like that's kind of the
That's the where I'm at too. I mean, even though I talk to God, I would say, I guess, at night. I guess I pray, but it's like, at the end of the day, like, I am like totally aware that like, more than likely, it's either I'm just thinking and that's it, no one's listening to it, or that I'm thinking to the wrong thing. I doubt that we got it like that accurate at all.
It's a constant, like, the whole God complex is such a, it's
It's such a humanized thing.
Yeah, yeah. We take it too much on a human level, I think. Like, oh, here is our building where we go and worship this thing that we don't understand, but we pretend we understand.
Yeah.
And I feel like you said, it's taken too much of a... It's put down in too much of a human level.
Yeah.
We can't really... I choose to believe that there is no accurate way that we can possibly understand...
Until it happens, if it does.
And if this supposed kind all-loving being or entity is really kind and all-loving, I feel like he's chill with me just not knowing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because, like...
I mean, that's where I'm at. I'm just like, well, you know, God's who I think he is. Like,
yeah,
he's okay with me being wrong.
My my boss at work, he told me, like, we were talking about religion for some reason. And he's like, I asked one of them, I'm like, yo, do you believe in God? And she's like,
yeah,
I'm pretty fairly agnostic, but I don't know. And I asked the other one, I'm like, Nick, do you believe in God? And he's like, I believe enough.
Yeah, there he's you like, go.
I believe enough to where I'm not a bad person.
There you go. You have a moral compass.
Exactly. So I'm like, sure, that works. And I don't give a shit. If people want to believe that we were fucking raised by aliens or we came from apes, I don't give a shit. Just...
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Whether we're 6,000 years old or we're, was it 4.2 billion years old?
Yeah.
Something like, no matter what it is, it's like a tiring subject. It's like, okay, yeah. No matter what, that was such a long time ago that it's irrelevant to what we're doing right now. So let's just move the fuck on.
Exactly.
I feel like if we move past the divide of religion and the divide of politics,
we'd be more likely to find whatever may be correct, exactly, if anything at all possible.
And I feel like we would progress so much more as a species, as human beings. It'd be like, okay, so we're past our divide. We can actually just kind of realize, okay, we're all human. Let's get the fuck over our dumb, petty kind of differences. Yeah. Let's move the fuck on. It's whatever. We might have to cut this part out. Now I'm just talking about my ass.
I mean, shit, that's all this is anyway.
I'm not even high right now. It's like... All right, so should we take a break here then?
Yeah,
commercial break, everybody. Commercial break.
So if you stuck around for this long, you know what that means, right? That means you have to like, comment, and subscribe and give the best review you possibly can for us, because... honestly, that will mean the world to us. And yeah, consider this your commercial break. You get to hear my sweet, sweet voice again.
So I was in deep thought recently, okay?
This is yeah.
Like deep thought. And I was thinking and realizing, okay, so like, what if we had a fan base, okay?
Yeah.
Who genuinely liked our content.
Yeah.
And wasn't just like doing it out of like pity.
They're just like, I know these guys. Let's
see what idiocies they have to talk about.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, if we actually had a fan base.
Yeah.
Would we be memed?
Depending on the size of it. I think we would to some extent, yeah.
Because, like, I saw this video, Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is always coming up in these damn episodes.
Yeah.
But, like... I saw this video, and it's 64 synchronized Joe Rogans, and it is the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Oh, no.
And I'm hoping that we get to this point where this is literally what people do for us.
Oh, my God. That'd be fucking terrifying.
Dude. Well, like, we say a lot of the same things.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We say... oh, shit, what? You say, at the end of the day, so damn much.
Shit, I do, yeah.
You really do. I'm, like listening back on things. I'll hear, like, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm like, shit, he says that a lot.
It's my go-to.
Well, I don't even know. Like, I know I say a lot of the same
things. That's the thing. I don't know what I say a lot either.
Do you know what I say, at least? Because I'm listening to you and I hear what I hear.
Sometimes I think I say, to be fair. I don't know what
you say. I think you do say, to be fair, every now and then. I mean, I don't know a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I say that shit a lot. Damn. We got to, like, figure out a new catchphrase for each of us.
Like, this could go horribly.
We'll just end up saying something stupid, like Pickle Rick or something like that, because that's, like, a still relevant meme.
Obviously. You're behind the times. It's Among Us now.
Oh, God.
That's what, like, everybody thinks is funny.
It's Among Us was cool at the time.
Yeah.
It really was.
I've never played the game, but, like,
really?
I wouldn't be above playing it, but, like, okay. Some of the jokes, the only reason they're funny to me now is because of how unfunny they are.
Yeah. It's like, surreal and just kind of like, okay, I get it. It's Among Us stuff, and it's kind of like, ha-ha, pity laugh.
Kinda. Yeah.
It does the mildly interesting meme.
Yeah.
Where, like, you just lightly release air from your nose. You go.
Yeah, you're like, interesting.
Interesting. That's it. That's the Among Us memes right now.
I forget, like, it was recently, but I forget, like, the last thing that made me, like, just wheeze. I mean, just, like, like that. But, like, or cackle, or however I just, like, laugh to my fullest extent.
Shit, I know there was a point where, like... Oh my gosh, it wasn't like anything that was, it wasn't a meme, it wasn't like a comedy sketch or anything. It was like genuinely something funny that happened,
and
I just wheezed it all out. And
was it like at work?
It might have been. It's something just stupid probably happened, and I just thought it was the funniest thing ever.
There would be like stupid shit my friend and I will say to each other at work, and now that I say that, I can't remember the one thing I wanted to say, but I'll get it later.
Well, this one guy at work, he's was one of our first listeners, actually, and I don't know if he listened to the most recent one. I don't know if he's gonna listen to this one or not. But if he's listening, Bobby, hey, how you doing?
Bobby, Josiah has your address,
and we're gonna leak
this
it.
This is the part where we read it out loud.
But, like, he stopped me on, like, my way to the break room, and he's like, so I listened to it, and I realized that I'm probably the oldest person listening to it. I'm like, I hope you feel special. Like, I don't know what else to say to that, but...
he said he felt like he was the oldest person listening to this.
Yeah.
How old is he? Well, say that on here. I don't know if you should or not. Well,
I don't know how old he is specifically, but he's... young enough to be working at, you know,
yeah,
I'm working at. I probably can't even say where I'm working right now.
Yeah, I feel like we'll figure that out outside of that.
But I don't know. I at least I'm glad that he's listening. And if he's listening to this, again, how you doing, bro?
It's nice to remember that I'm actually like young, obvious, but I'm at like that transitional age where like, well, I'm not entirely a teenager anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like that feeling from when you go from being a kid into a teenager that, like, oh, this is what nostalgia is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just getting hit by that again really hard, where it's like, oh, this is, like, I'm just learning what being an adult is, and it just sucks. I'm just like, wow, I'm old, and then I'm like, wait a minute. No, I'm not. Like,
what is the most, like, when you, what is the most recent hit of nostalgia that you have had?
Oh, God, I can't even remember. I've just been remembering, like, a lot of childhood stuff that I actually never really thought about or remembered.
Because it feels like it was recent. It feels like it was, like, genuinely, like, oh,
well, I'm just, that like, was something that... It's stuff that I've forgotten, and I'm just now magically remembering, I guess.
Well, I recently remembered shit. It was.
I just put the prefix re in front of remembered. Re-remembered.
I think that's actually something that...
Is it?
I think that's grammatically correct.
I don't even know if it is or not. It hurts to think about.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It could be.
How about that?
Yeah, because you remembered a second time.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's good. But I re-remembered this show that I watched. It's Clifford's Puppy Days.
Yeah, oh my God.
Shit. It was like on a TikTok, and I was like, you know, let me boost your nostalgia. And that came up. I'm like, dude, I remember watching that like early mornings and stuff like that, because I was I was poor. I didn't have cable.
Well, what was the name PBS. Of like the island in like Clifford, where it was like Birdwell Island or Bergwell?
I'm pretty sure it's
Birdwell. I remember when I was a kid, I had like a puzzle of like the United States and their territories because I was that kid, and I remember like putting all the pieces in, and I pointed at like Costa Rica, and I told my little sister, "Look, that's like Birdwell Island. It's where Clifford lives." And she fucking believed me because, you know, she was like 2 years younger than me, and I was like 8, and I was lying through my teeth. I didn't know it was Costa Rica, to be fair. I was just like, look, it's that island that like isn't part of the United States.
Shit, Birdwell,
it's not Costa Rica, it's Puerto Rico. Wow, Jesus. Costa Rica's in like South America, well, Central America.
But maybe it is Birdwell Island, dude. Maybe it is.
I mean, Clifford did take place in Costa Rica.
Sure, yeah, that makes sense. Did you see the there's gonna be like a live action Clifford movie coming out this year?
I feel for what they did to Tom and Jerry, I should be terrified.
Did you see?
I feel like Clifford is something they shouldn't make live action.
It's too late, dude. It's too late. Did you see that for the Tom and Jerry movie? Oh god.
Oh no.
That is horrifying.
It is just a really sized up red dog.
Yeah. It's I'm pretty sure it's CG, but it that is scary to look at. That shit. That's the onset thing that they have.
No.
Isn't that horrifying?
Go to that picture. There's a picture where let's scroll down a bit. It changed the orientation. Right there.
Okay.
He's two and three. There's just a picture that has a bunch of boxers stacked, and it just said, yes, Clifford is 2 2/3 of a boxer dog tall in this movie. It's like someone took the time to do that.
I'm glad we have a size ratio of Clifford in this.
There's something about seeing him as a real dog that makes me not want to watch it.
Yeah. I think now we actually do have to watch it.
Is he going to talk?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then maybe it might be watchable.
I don't know.
I could be wrong. It could be the best thing I would have ever seen.
Well, the Tom and Jerry thing on HBO Max, which I didn't give a shit to watch.
Like, obviously. Look how good it could have been. Like, and all then, that funny cartoon violence in 3D CGI, they could have, like, had that as a sharp contrast to, like, the real world, like,
you know,
actual film going on. Like,
it could have been cool.
It's real picture.
But obviously, it's just not
an It was just about, like, look, there's, like, trends and shit. It's just, like, just do what you've always done.
Yeah.
Well, but like,
I think the best cartoon to live action movie ever is literally Sonic the Hedgehog, which I
even remember. Oh wait, yeah, I remember
the Jim Carrey one.
Fuck, I never watched that.
Oh,
the one that they saved. I think.
Yeah, with the shitty
where it had the really weird looking
Sonic on.
Yeah,
and then they actually made it look like Sonic.
Yeah,
it is.
Well, the fact that they did that shows they gave a shit.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a lot to do.
So in no way is it like the greatest movie of all time, but it's the best cartoon to live action movie ever. Like
I would think that it looks like it could be after they did that.
Here's a cartoon character interacting with the real world, like the whole Smurf shit and the Alvin and the Chipmunks. It's the best of that genre.
Yeah.
Because it is a genre in my
opinion. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's basically its own. I would say like it's become more than a trope almost.
Yeah. But I do also think it is the best video game movie. Because all video game movies suck ass.
Yeah, for the most part they do. Like, I mean, I don't even count Detective Pikachu as a video game movie. They made a video game for the movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't go as far as say that's a video game.
Yeah.
I would say that's more based off of a concept.
It's based off of like, all of the concepts of the video games. It's not like the Pokemon movies.
Exactly. Like I would say
it's a movie that has Pokemon in it.
Yeah. I would say the have you seen Warcraft before?
No, I haven't.
That came out in like 2015. It's actually like pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about it anymore because it's honestly.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but I've never seen it.
It's forgettable as hell.
Yeah.
But when watching, you're like, this ain't bad at all. And it's for a video game movie, it's not bad because like we got. Did you ever check out Assassin's Creed?
I was about to say there was one that I was trying to remember. I never saw Assassin's Creed, but
it is.
There was another video game movie, Monster Hunter, that's going to come out, and they just looked like they just pissed all over it.
And they did. From everything I've heard, I have no interest whatsoever.
It's like they don't like. I understand that the video games don't always have enough plot to make a movie.
Right.
Like especially Monster Hunter has a plot, but it's not. Their games don't tend to be as story-driven as certain other games. So I get it's hard, but, like, they just change the concept so heavily that it's like, this isn't what people wanted. And like, if you watch it, you like it. That's understandable. Like, right. you can like it. Like, I just think that video game movies have a habit of not being good.
If, though we do have, like, what's the one? We're getting Uncharted with Tom Holland.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Mark Wahlberg. And from what I'm seeing, that looks good.
Seems like a good idea. Yeah. I haven't seen anything for it.
We just get the one page. Because obviously Tom Holland is literally just Peter Parker.
That's, I mean, and Uncharted and Spider-Man, those are both parkour-based.
Yeah. And so at least he's... I didn't think he would look good as Nathan Drake, but I saw this picture, and it's the only picture we have, and I'm like, okay, that's Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
That looks good. And the funny thing is that Mark Wahlberg is playing Sully, I think his name is. I haven't played the Uncharted games in a while, but Mark Wahlberg was originally going to be Nathan Drake.
I kind of figured they would have made him that.
He was originally going to be Nathan Drake.
But look how fucking ripped he is.
Dude is jacked up and looks way better than he should. I want to look... Like, come on. Come on.
It's like someone just molded him out of clay.
He looks like one of the... Like a Greek statue.
Yeah.
And what? How old... He's 49 years old? Come on.
Bullshit.
Come on. I saw this... there's this,
when are we getting the Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch movie?
Oh God, I want that. What if there was like a biopic all about Mark Wahlberg and his time as a rapper? That'd be so
cool. All about the time he punched a Chinese man till he went blind.
Shit. Have you seen his, workout video?
He made a Marky Mark workout thing.
Yeah, it is. It's a VHS, and I want that. I want it so badly.
Dude, that's jack-off material right there.
There's literally clips. It was all on the JonTron video that he did. But
oh, my God, I remember that. Yeah.
And he, there's literally a scene where he's literally just like, see, you can work out and get hot babes, and he's literally just like,
it's like, easy to get hot babes into Mark Wahlberg, though.
I was looking at conspiracies the other day, and I was going through the Russian sleep experiment.
Okay? Yeah.
And that whole thing is way more fucked up than it should be.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it's a real thing. I think there's
two variants
mm-hmm.
from what I've heard, because, like, there's one that's, like, the really, like, exaggerated, like, they were just ripping their own skin off and tearing their guts out and this and that. And then there's, like, one that, from what I would think, seems more plausible, where it's, like, the Russian government, like, tested
mm-hmm.
the, you know, effects of sleep deprivation and people died. Because, like, sleep deprivation kills.
Right. It's exaggerated, but...
Well, that's the thing on the internet. A lot of these like scary things get exaggerated. Yeah. Either they're totally made up or an exaggerated thing that could be plausible.
Oh yeah, a real thing. 1940s, in the scientific experiment sanctioned by the military, a group of researchers took 5 political prisoners. Oh, wow.
Of course it's Russia. They love political prisoners there. They treat them great.
If there's any Russians listening to this, we love you all. Just saying.
Are there any Russians that were, like, alive during the 40s that happened to be listening to this?
locked them up for 15 days in a sealed gas chamber. The subjects were continually administrated an airborne stimulant for keeping them awake for at least 30 days.
They were just blasting cocaine powder out of, like... events
like it's literally like when someone gets hit in the face with like a bag of flour, it's the exact same thing, but it's with cocaine.
Every time like someone gets really sleepy, some like KGB officer runs up with like just a sack of cocaine and he just side smacks him across the face, just completely like dusts this dude white.
And then every single dealer out there is just like, damn,
he's like, oh, that, yeah, like, come on. Did they have that much money? Holy shit. Like, I could be selling that to someone.
Oh, wow. They were told that they'd be set free if they could remain awake for 30 days. God damn, dude.
I would just sleep every day because it's better than dying. Wow. Oh, well, no, the chemical.
They'd probably kill you.
Yeah.
Even if you attempted to
sleep. I realize that it's 1940s Russia.
For the first few days, everything seemed normal. The subjects continued to talk to each other as well as whisper to the researchers who kept blah, blah, blah. It was from the fifth day that things began to change. Okay, the prisoners started to show signs of stress and paranoia. They stopped talking to one another and only whispered into the microphone sometimes. For the ninth day, damn, things became worse. Two of the inmates started to run around the chamber and scream so hard that their vocal cords could break. Damn, the screaming, however, stopped suddenly, and then there was an eerie silence. The researchers feared the worst and announced their decision to open the chamber, but they heard the voice from the inside that said they no longer wanted to be free. Bro.
Okay, this is the one that I think is the fake one.
Okay. Well, I mean, it happened. A group of researchers in the 1940s...
Yeah, but I could type that.
I mean, yeah, but...
I think that, like... It could have happened, but I think there's like an exaggeration. See, I've read this whole thing, I think. Because I looked it up once. I was like, was this actually real?
The experiment did not actually... Well, damn it. Now I'm sad.
It's one of those things where, like, I think it could be plausible if you take all of the, like, really exaggerated, gory end result out. Like, I do think that, like, of all governments, the Soviet government back then would have probably done something like that, and they would have just... monitored what happens, and right. Then at the end, you know,
well,
these people keeled over dead because they haven't slept in 10 days.
Well, there is a I forget what the movie's called. It's called like The Report or something like that.
Yeah.
It's all about the how the CIA, I'm pretty sure it's the CIA.
Yeah.
They tried this whole new, it was all after 9/11 and stuff like that, and there is a they took a prisoner in who literally had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda or Bin Laden, all that shit. And they tortured this guy.
Yeah.
To basically saying, you know, we're going to torture you until you say something. And again, the dude literally did not know anything.
Yeah.
And they tortured this guy for months upon months until he literally just died.
Yeah.
And it... I'm pretty sure it's called The Report, but it's a damn good movie, and it shows, like, oh, shit, we're all kind of fucked up. And it kind of...
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, like, governments are above doing that shit.
Yeah, it's fucked up. By the way, this article is...
Because at the end of the day, you just think that they're really well-trained and they know shit.
But they don't.
Exactly.
This article...
How do you explain that you don't know stuff when they already think you do?
Right. Articles from the Sleep Sherpa. Okay, that's an interesting website. But yeah,
I was gonna say that's an interesting thing, respectable to the title of the actual article.
Yeah, if you want to read this fake stuff, because I thought this was low key kind of real, but it's not. How about that? Okay. Anyways,
that's Clifford again.
Clifford, thank you. It, by the way, Clifford is coming out November 5th, 2021, but obviously that can be pushed back at any point because thanks COVID.
Yeah.
Black Widow was just pushed back again. To July 5th, and it's going to be a day and date release. So with a premium, if you pay like $30 on Disney Plus, you can watch it on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And that's going to be in the theaters because it was supposed to come out in early May.
Yeah. Why would you pay $30? It's cheaper to go to a movie theater. Not that you should and can go to a movie theater, but... Like $30 to even it's cheaper to go to a movie theater.
Yeah, the most recent one they did that had the day and date release.
Wasn't that like Borat too? No, that was a whole
that was thing that was did. Amazon.
Yeah, and
they shit, just Borat made that on Disney Plus. God, that would be interesting.
But they made that part of the subscription.
Exactly. I think that's the best way to do.
Yeah,
do
or it. Like it have like sense. A $5 price at most or some shit.
Because $30 is really pushing.
Oh yeah.
And here's the...
It would be cheaper to buy the movie when it comes out.
Absolutely. And the most recent movie that they did, Disney did, that had the kind of $30 thing was Raya and the Last Dragon. And I heard that it's the most mediocre thing possible.
Oh, I'd imagine.
Oh, God. And because they did it with Mulan, the live-action Mulan. And that's, you know, the worst movie ever.
Yeah.
Shit. They The Mulan, the live-action Mulan is literally like had a snowball effect on how fucked up and bad it is. Because, like, it started off telling everybody, like, hey, this isn't going to be a musical or anything like that, which I'm okay with.
Those parts as a kid were interesting, but that's not why I watched the original movie.
So, But of course, it pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah, yeah, because that's probably why a lot of people did watch the original movie. Right.
So, you know, you have a group of people pissed off, but they're like, hey, you know, we're still going to make it. And they try and they basically jack off the Chinese government. And at the of course, the...
So they can get money so it'll air in China.
Obviously. And, of course, the Hong Kong riots were happening at the time. And the main star of Mulan supported the Chinese police on Twitter. And it's just like...
But of course, that probably wasn't even her opinion. She was being paid a lot of money to do that.
Exactly, exactly. It was sketchy and weird, and everybody's just like, "This is off." And then if we find out that they shot a lot of the scenes near like one of the Muslim concentration camps, basically.
Yeah.
And so it just gets worse and worse, and then the movie comes out, and it's complete dog shit.
Oh yeah.
And then everybody, and then of course, it's going to be a theatrical release, and then it's on Disney Plus for $30. And everybody's just like, what are we even doing right now?
Yeah.
Absolute garbage.
Yep.
It's one of the worst movies that I've seen in a while.
Yeah, I'm not even going to bother to watch it.
You don't have to.
Like, I don't think it's worth it.
But we are watching Clifford.
I do actually want to watch Clifford. I don't know if I'll like it or not. From what I saw, it can't be worse than Tom and Jerry. It could be great.
And we're going to review it right here.
We're going to review Clifford.
Oh, God, yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. We can do like a... Because should we at least attempt to do this weekly?
I would say, yeah, okay. Especially if we can get a consistent schedule.
Do you think, and any person that's still listening to this, thank you so much.
Yeah.
But would anybody who's listening to this, would you want us to review some random movie?
Just Clifford every time in a different way.
Do you think we should do some like movie review every week or something like that?
I'd say yeah, if we can get like a more consistent upload schedule at some point, I think that we could like cut things into like I'd say movies or an album and then just bullshit.
Absolutely.
Like we could have three different go-tos that we do. We could figure that out.
Yeah. Because I guess we're decently at bullshitting off of one another.
At the end of the day, like...
At the end of the day.
Yeah, there's another. We need to have, like, a tally marker.
Take a drink every
time. Like, it's like a ding sound every time. But, I think that we could... I do this because, like, it's just really fun to do, honestly.
Yeah. I genuinely don't care if people listen to this or not. I just honestly like doing it.
It's fun. I mean, I would like them to. That'd be cool.
Please listen to this. Subscribe.
We were just saying that to sound humble. Please listen. We really need you to listen.
Like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell button.
We're only in this for the money.
Dang, we're just gonna be making like
we can't flex. Be sellouts if there's no money involved, right?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I don't know. If the first person that's gonna be like, hey, $5 every single episode you do, I'll be like, sold,
dude. I'll be like, all right, yeah,
that's five McDoubles right there, dude.
Right there, yeah.
Well, I was looking at the stimulus check, the Biden bucks, and I was talking to some people at work, and they're like, yeah, you know, it's good money and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
One of the guys I work with has like 15 kids or something like that,
and he got like a fuck ton of money.
Oh yeah, dude's rich now, and he was like, you know, I got however much. I'm like, dang, dude, that's like 7,000 McChickens. Like, come on.
Yeah, like, I have like 8 or 9 of them?
I think of most things in terms of McChickens. It's just like, okay.
He'd give me like 9 McChickens, and I'd get halfway through one and say like, I don't want this.
Do you know the best way to modify your McChicken, though?
How would that be?
Put mac sauce on it. Okay.
See, that would be better.
Dude, it's a whole new experience.
I've seen a picture, and it sums up my experience with McChickens. Someone said, like, go light on the mayonnaise, and they take a picture of, like, their unwrapped McChicken, and it is just, like, somebody dumped a lotion bottle on it.
Shit.
I mean, it could have very well been fake, like, someone just fucking dumped a jar of fucking Hellman's mayonnaise on there.
But, I mean, 90% of the time when I get a McChicken, especially if I go to the McDonald's in town, it feels like they weren't even aiming for the sandwich. It's just like, they had the wrapper, and then they had the mayonnaise thing, and they just like go all over the place. It's like, that's not the burger, that's the bun, and I'm getting my hands are a mess now.
I went to Taco Bell because I got like really drunk, and I obviously didn't drive there. I don't even like to drive there sober, but yeah, I fast just time like they made that thing by the time we got to the window and there was no one in the line, it was done. Well, I thought that was a bit suspicious, and when I got home, I was drunk, so I didn't care, but like I could tell how fast they made that.
Wow.
It looked like they're just like, I got like a chalupa or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just like, all right, throw everything in there, fold it in half, wrap it, and fucking give it to them.
Well, like, as a former Taco Bell employee, I can confirm that that's exactly what we go for. Oh, I know. Well, because
at the end of the day, like...
There it is again, at the end of the day.
We need a fucking timer. Not timer, a ding thing. You yeah. edit those in.
Next
episode get really we'll annoying have... so fucking fast.
Next episode, we'll have sound effects, I promise.
But, yeah, like, I guarantee that's what they do. Like, yeah. And I don't blame them. I don't want to stand there for, like...
Right.
Like, there are certain restaurant jobs where I'd expect more that are more enjoyable to do. It takes more to do cooking instead of preparing.
Well, at the one that I worked at, the record that we all had for making the burrito supreme is... 3.9 seconds or something like that.
Holy shit.
This dude was, oh my gosh, this dude needed a life so badly. But he had it on the steamer.
Yeah.
The tortilla on the steamer. And from when he took it off to when he wrapped it up in the wrapper, it was 3.9 seconds. It was incredible.
Shit.
I'm like, dude, what is your favorite thing to get at Taco Bell?
That is a great question because, like, most of the time I go there, I'm, like, just completely blitzed. Like, I can't think. So...
The blunt hit too hard.
I'll usually just get, like, a beef chalupa or something else.
Disgusting.
I don't. Well, most of the food there is.
It's all the same.
Everyone's like, Taco Bell, like, sucks. It's not real Mexican food. I'm like, no shit, it's not real Mexican food, and it can't compare to Mexican. Like, you're doing it a service by comparing it to Mexican food.
Exactly.
Like, it's just fast food that is cheap and tastes more than okay, depending on what you like.
Well, they have this one thing. It's the Chipotle chicken melt, and it's like $1.29, and it's the best thing that they have that's cheap right now.
Oh, I got that the other night,
dude,
too.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It sucks because working at Taco Bell, you taste something new, and you're like, oh, I already know what's all in this.
Yeah.
And I took a bite out of that because they weren't making that well.
Yeah.
I was there, and I tasted it. I'm like, oh, I know exactly what's in here, how it was made, how it was prepared.
And well, it was just like the melt they had before, wasn't it? But it's just rolled up now.
Kinda. It's because you're thinking of the mini chicken quesadilla. That was shredded chicken, chipotle sauce, cheese.
These have like sliced up chicken.
Diced or whatever. We're getting into Taco Bell lore right now.
Yeah.
Did you remember the time where they had the shrimp burrito?
No, I've never heard of that.
They had a shrimp burrito and a shrimp salad because they used to have salads at Taco Bell.
Of course, I got rid of that really quickly because who goes anywhere for a salad?
Oh, God. Fucking weirdos. shrimp.
You could make better salads at home.
Yeah.
Way better. Like, if you really want to eat a salad.
There it is. Yeah.
When was that?
2010, I think. Oh, 11. They had it for, like, a little while, and that was it.
It doesn't look bad because it's just that... Right. It's probably frozen popcorn shrimp.
Which, frozen popcorn shrimp ain't bad at all.
Yeah. If you don't like shrimp, you're going to obviously hate it. But
though it is weird because, like...
It doesn't look like they bastardized the name of shrimp with this.
But it's funny because, like, the popcorn shrimp...
Yeah.
Like, you'll eat it and stuff like that, and you realize it still has the shit line on it.
Yeah,
That's what I... It's literally just poop.
Yeah.
On the back of the shrimp, and they just leave it there.
To some extent, I'm a little content with it if I don't know about it, just because they don't really eat anything that I know of. It's not like what ours would contain, where we eat, like, meat and all kinds of stuff. They
eat what? Algae?
I don't even fucking know.
What does a shrimp eat? Hey, Siri. God damn it.
It works right away normally, too.
This is why we need fucking Alexa in here.
Jeff Bezos is going to listen to our podcast one way or another.
Jeff Bezos, please sponsor us. I don't care if you're a corrupt piece of shit. Like,
you have money. Can we have it?
What do shrimp eat? I swear to God, Google is listening to me. I literally put, what do shrimp?
And there's like, eat.
Yeah. Though I guess that's kind of...
What's a shrimp's favorite color?
Algae. They'll also eat algae. Dead and living plants. Oh, worms. Great. Okay. Fantastic. Even decaying worms. Oh, even better.
Interesting. Well, that's not too bad anyways. No. As long as I don't know, I'm fine. It's not, like, overly disgusting.
Yeah.
There's worse things that I could get at a fast food place.
Exactly.
Like, oh my God, I've gotten bone in a McChicken, which isn't...
That's bad, disgusting.
It's
I think that's disgusting.
It ruins it for me.
I had this one, because obviously working at Taco Bell, you only meet the best customers.
Of course.
I had this lady come up to me with, like, the Nacho Bel Grande that was literally completely eaten, aside from, like, a couple chips.
Yeah.
And she brings it up to me, and she's like, there is a hair in this Nacho Bel
Grande. Then why did you eat the whole fucking thing before you complained?
And I look at her, I'm like, where is it? She's like, right there. And I'm like, I don't see it. And she's like, I want a full refund and a brand new one right now. I'm like, ma'am, we just can't do that for you.
Yeah,
she's like, but there's a hair right here. And I look at it, I'm like, I don't see
it. You ate the whole thing and you want another one. If you didn't eat the whole, like, come on.
It was ridiculous.
And I could get one or the other, give me a new one or give me a refund.
Right.
Okay, maybe, yeah, that would be... Because at the end of the day, you're not losing money doing that.
Exactly.
But, like, give me both. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah. I had another...
And I wish we could say that in a lot of, like... You go to, like, any business in another country or something, they will... If you fuck with them, they will tell you immediately, get out.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah, we're just way too complicit to everything that happens. And I had...
Well, it's because of the corporations that had all this shit.
I had a another customer throw a chicken quesadilla at me. And it was actually kind of funny because, like, we followed his... Because he didn't want sauce on it.
Yeah.
And we didn't put sauce on it both times.
Yeah.
And this dude...
But he thought there was sauce on it.
He thought... He was so convinced that there was sauce on it. And he threw it back at me. I'm like, damn, dude. I'll eat it then. Shit. Should we wrap up that now then?
I'd say so, yeah.
We're just under an hour, so I think we nailed it.
I think so, yeah.
If you're still listening to this, thank you so much. You're literally as alpha as they come.
You're pretty Chad.
Yeah, yeah. You got a thick jawline. Your ass cheeks can
thunder cock.
It's girthy as hell, and you're basically a god if you're sticking around.
And if you're a woman, you also have that.
You have a big dick.
What are we doing? Holy shit!
I don't know. Thank you so much for listening to this. This is Past Your Bedtime. I'm Nick.
And I'm Josiah.
Y'all have a great day.